This is program number LW2492. You know, the strength of a man's character is often not seen until he's challenged in some way, and there's no greater challenge than when he's struck with someone's insult. How does he handle it? What does he do with it? How does he react? Hi, this is Larry West. You know, Abraham Lincoln was an amazing man, and the strength of his character was seen time and time again. He faced the insult of his peers time after time, yet that's how we in later generations have been able to see the strength of his character. For example, one day, President Lincoln paid a visit to the home of his military commander, General McClellan. Now, McClellan was known for his rudeness. That general, in his brash, ill-mannered way, kept the president waiting outside his home almost 2 hours that day. Finally, an embarrassed servant approached the waiting president and told Lincoln that the general had retired for the night and would not be inviting the president into his home. Later, when someone asked Lincoln why he put up with such conceited treatment, why he tolerated such insults from his general, he replied, "I will hold McClellan's horse if only he will bring us victories." The strength of a man's character is often not seen until he's struck with someone's insult. Lincoln's strength of character was almost overpowering. You know, life gets pretty tough sometimes. Relationships get pretty taxing. When you have to live with people, when you have to work with people, personalities do sometimes clash. Relationships do face stress, and patience sometimes wears pretty thin. And when you have to be with people in this world of ours, there will come those episodes where you get insulted. Someone doesn't like the way you look. You're too fat. You're too thin. Someone doesn't agree with your decision, with your list of priorities. They don't like the way your child acted. They don't like the way your husband talks. They don't like the way you dress. Whatever. You're going to get insulted. Now, the strength of your character is often not seen until you are struck with that insult. How are you going to handle it? What are you going to do with it? How are you going to react? What you do is the test of your real character. That's what a young lady in Minnesota was facing when she wrote to Dear Abby not long ago. The strength of her character was being tested by her boyfriend, and she needed advice as to how to handle it. Really, her boyfriend had insulted her and was trying to force her to do something she felt was wrong. When you try to do that, that's always an insult. Here's what she wrote. "Dear Abby, please, I need help quick. I've been going with this guy, Harold, for 3 years. He's sweet and understanding. And it was no surprise when he gave me an engagement ring for Christmas 3 years ago. We discussed marriage, but didn't make any definite plans for the wedding because Harold kept saying we shouldn't rush into anything. A few weeks ago, Harold said he thinks we should live together first because he doesn't want to get married until he knows what married life is like. I am dead set against living with him or any other man. He says I'm old-fashioned, that everybody's doing it. I call myself respectable, and I refuse to go along with this suggestion. I tried to give him back his ring, but he wouldn't take it. What I want to know is this. Am I old-fashioned, and is everybody doing it, or is Harold right? Signed, Respectable in Minnesota." The strength of her character is to be seen in how she handles Harold's insult. I hope she takes Abby's advice when Abby wrote back, "Dear Respectable, you're not old-fashioned, and everybody is not doing it. Hang in there, girl. If Harold doesn't want to marry you on your terms, somebody else will." The strength of a man's character is often not seen until he's struck with someone's insult. It's Jesus Christ who shows us what to do. He's the one who really leads the way. You talk about a man being insulted. On that famous day 2,000 years ago, they took Jesus and flogged him. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They clothed him in a purple robe and went up to him again and again, mocking him, saying, "Hail, O King of the Jews!" And they laughed at him. When they struck him in the face and spit ran down upon him, Jesus was insulted. But he hung in there. God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, the Bible says, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Hey, the strength of your character is often not seen until you're struck with someone else's insult. And the strength of it then is seen in how much you've taken a look at Jesus. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called What Controls Your Life? It's yours for the asking. Let me send it to you. What Controls Your Life? Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.